The Church of San Pedro, Siresa. Welcome to Siresa, which, at 882 meters, is the highest village in the Echo Valley. It has been part of the municipality of Echo since the 19th century and has 115 inhabitants. Human presence in the valley goes back to prehistoric times. The Roman era left the Roman road, which crosses the Pyrenees to France over the Palo Pass. It was an important route, and there were settlements in the valley along the road. The Camino de Santiago used this route until the 10th century, when the Somport Pass became a more popular route. The history of Siresa itself is strongly identified with the monastery and church of San Pedro. History. Of the original monastery, only the church remains. Its chronology and its style have been the source of several theories, with some experts maintaining that it is a 9th century Carolingian building, and other experts saying that it is an 11th century Romanesque building. The most recent research suggests that the second theory is correct, and that the building was erected in the Romanesque style in the 11th century. Was there a church here before the 11th century? There was, but it is no longer here. Documents say that Count Galindo Aznarez donated some land to build a monastery here in the year 833. In the year 848, Saint Eulogius of Cordova visited the monastery and was impressed by its ample library and the large number of monks living here. He wrote, "The nearly 100 monks there shone like stars in the sky." The Muslim Taifa al-Manthor attacked the kingdom of Pamplona in the year 999 and sacked and destroyed several monasteries in Navarre and Aragon, including this monastery in Siresa. At the end of the 11th century, King Sancho Ramirez named this church as his royal chapel and established a community of Augustinian canons here. Following King Sancho Ramirez's wishes, his sister, Countess Doña Sánchez, led the life of the monastery, and her nephew, Alfonso I el Batallador, the battler, was educated here. It seems likely that the present church was built during this time, above the original church. In the mid-12th century, San Pedro came under the administration of Jaca Cathedral. Documents suggest that the church was in ruins in the 13th century, and the Bishop of Huesca and Jaca ordered its restoration, and that 13 monks or canons should live here and oversee the spiritual well-being of the people in the valley. In the mid-14th century, a fire in the sacristy destroyed many church goods and religious items. The church was restored twice in the 20th century. The first restoration was finished in 1948. In 1979, San Pedro was visited by the art thief known as Eric the Belgian, who stole several altarpieces and artworks. He was subsequently arrested in Catalonia, and after completing part of his sentence, he negotiated his freedom by revealing where some of the stolen works were hidden. Sadly, not everything was recuperated, and some polychrome altarpieces from Siresa are still missing. The second restoration took place from 1990 to 1995, and there have been some archaeological excavations inside the church itself. The church. The church has a Latin cross plan, and its single nave advances to the chancel and apse at the east end. It has a cimborium, a tower above the crossing which lets daylight into the church. This had been replaced with a groin vault during the restoration work of the 1940s. However, during the 1990s restoration, the original bases of the cimborium walls and remains of original windows were found, enabling the cimborium's reconstruction. Please go to the west end of the church. It has three main volumes. The central tower, with a deep doorway, projects out further than the side volumes. The door has three archivolts framing it. There is a legend associated with this doorway that goes, "A long time ago, there was a shepherd with his flocks who discovered a cave. On looking inside, he saw a woman with the body of a serpent combing her hair in front of a mirror. She was surrounded by many treasures which glittered in the dark cave. Thinking that she wouldn't notice, he slipped into the cave and took a chalice which shone more than the other treasures and carefully crept out of the cave. The snake woman turned around at the last moment and saw him stealing the chalice. The shepherd ran as fast as he could, followed by the snake woman. And just as she was about to catch him, he arrived at this church door and prayed to St. Peter to let him in. The door opened. The shepherd ran into the church and the door slammed shut behind him. The snake woman was so cross that she hit the wall with her tail and was instantly turned to stone. You can still see the mark she left in one of the stones on the bench in the doorway. Continuing the visit to the north wall. A buttress beneath the window marks where there is a small apse which can be seen inside the church. If you step away from the church a little, you'll be able to see higher up a strange archaic sculpture of two people kneeling face to face, embracing each other while looking over each other's shoulders. Walking around to the east end, the apse is semicircular and the walls are reinforced with buttresses which become much thinner from the height of the base of the windows. To continue around the church, follow the street down and then veer right to get to the southern facade of the church, where a door leads you into the church. Don't miss visiting the interior if you can. Interior. The nave is divided into three sections by double transverse rib arches and has a barrel vault, as do the chancel and the transept and crossing. Looking at the crossing, we can see the cimborium mentioned before. The original barrel vault was replaced with a groin vault in the 1940s, which in the 1990s restoration was then returned to its original barrel vault construction we can see now. On the left, at the west end of the church, we can see the tribune, a gallery in the tower from where important notables could watch the services. There are two fonts. The simplest one is probably Romanesque, and it is said that King Alfonso I el Batallador was baptized in it. There are some wonderful paintings and sculptures in the church, and the most notable are a crucified Christ and a figure of the Virgin Mary, both 13th century and sculpted in wood in the Romanesque style. The Christ was hidden in the church to protect it in a moment of danger, perhaps during a war. It was found by chance during the restoration in the 1990s. In the summer of 1995, they were removing an altar in the south transept and found a niche beneath it. The Christ was found as if buried in the niche, with his previously removed arms alongside. When you have finished your visit, do have a walk around the village, with its wonderful traditional architecture and fabulous views of the mountains.